From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo, only Green Shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Hello, Dream Show. For lovely hair, I'm giving you no hooey. Use Dream Shampooey, then it won't be chop suey. This is Rudy Vallee speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little dream boy. This is your companionable house guest, Monty Woolley. Rudy, spring is in the air and it does something to me.
No doubt it fills you full of pep and enthusiasm.
Correct. When I awakened at 6 this morning and saw the sunshine...
Sunshine. California propaganda.
I felt like dousing myself in an ice-cold shower. I felt like hiking 10 miles. And I felt like boxing 7 or 8 rounds.
Well, what did you do, Mr. Woolley?
I stayed in bed until that feeling went away. At 12 noon, sunshine again, rudely awakened me. I opened the window and breathed deeply. The aroma of those spring flowers. Orange blossoms.
Oh, so you like orange blossoms?
Only when they come in glasses. With my telescopic eye, I noted your matronly neighbor, Mrs. Mildew, puttering in her garden. She leaned over to cut some fresh flowers.
Early spring bloomers, I presume?
No. Oh, no, she wears the same kind all year round.
I see.
Oh, you saw it. Oh, I saw it. My taste runs to film stars. This afternoon, I visited Lauren Bacall.
You? What could you do for Lauren Bacall?
Silly boy. I went to her house to draw up adoption papers.
Mr. Woolley, you'd like to adopt Lauren Bacall?
No, I'd like her to adopt me. We discussed it, pro and con.
I assume mostly con.
Have it my way, Rudy. My proposition was of interest to Lauren, and do you know what she said?
No.
That's right. I tried to impress her I was the type to have and to hold.
Yes?
To my dismay, I discovered I was to have, and nobody wants it. Now tell me, Rudy, what has Humphrey Bogart got that I couldn't use when he gets through with it?
Well, perhaps I can best describe it this way. Mr. Woolley, did you ever see the moonlight on San Francisco Bay?
Yes, Rudy. What about it?
Foggy, isn't it?
That's a gross exaggeration, my boy. I'll have you know my appeal hasn't deserted me.
One man's opinion.
After leaving Miss Bacall, I strolled by Earl Carroll's theater and the entire chorus chased me down Sunset Boulevard.
They chased you?
Well, they'd chase you, too, if you had a sign on your back, hall bedroom for rent, $4 a week.
By chance, Mr. Woolley, you're not planning on renting the room above my garage.
I have good news for you. It's already rented. But I fear I shall have to dispossess all 4 families.
Yes. 4 families in my garage? How can they live in it?
Oh, simple, my lad, simple. I drew chalk marks dividing the garage into 4 squares. Each family has a square. But I'm fed up now. They must go.
What's the trouble in paradise?
Well, the family in the southeast corner started taking boarders.
Oh!
I'm going to dispossess all 37 of them.
37 people in one garage? How do they live?
They sleep piggyback. And it so rains that the pig is complaining.
And I'm complaining, too.
One squealer is enough.
The next thing you'll be telling me is that my cars are parked on the front lawn.
You wormed it out of me. Rudy, I've embarked on a new venture. With your cars as a nucleus, I'm on my way to fame in the used car business. And business is booming.
And I'm exploding.
We could use you over Tokyo. I know you'll be overjoyed to learn that I sold your packet for $2,500 and spent it all at zero.
$2,500? That's a great deal of money to spend for one night's entertainment.
Well, not if you buy the checkroom girl a silver fox jacket.
Jumping Jupiter, you spent $2,500 on a checkroom girl?
How else can you get a pack of cigarettes today?
Frank Duvall and the orchestra are ready for your number.
Yes, Truman, it's Irving Berlin's latest, All of My Life.
I just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you, always to be there, sharing every care and strife. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all of the time. Long as I may live, I just want the right to give all my love with all my heart for all of my life.
You sounded a bit sad as you sang that, Rudy.
My heart wasn't in it, Truman. Imagine, Mr. Woolley, selling one of my cars and using the money to buy a silver fox fur jacket for a cigarette girl. $2,500.
Yeah, that's getting pretty desperate for a smoke.
Why, at those prices, each hair in that fox jacket must have been worth its weight in gold.
Well, Rudy, beautiful hair is mighty precious. And to a girl with her heart set on romance, beautiful, lustrous hair is worth even more than gold. And for shining hair, aglow with highlights, I recommend Dreen Shampoo with Hair Conditioner. Gosh, when I see a girl with dull, lifeless hair, I want to walk right up to her and say, "Listen, lady, drab hair could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos," I tell her, "are nothing but liquid soap, and any soap leaves a dulling film on your hair. Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this new Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. For this three-way beauty care, I'd tell her to remember,
no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
No wonder Dreen is America's most popular shampoo.
Imagine Mr. Woolley selling my car.
Not your Cadillac, Rudy. I borrowed it last night, and I haven't returned it as yet.
Good. That's one car that won't be sold.
I should say not. Rudy, I don't know how to tell you this, but, well, I had an accident with your car.
What?
Well, you see, I hit a four-leaf clover.
Oh, four-leaf clover? How could that hurt my car?
The four-leaf clover was painted on the side of a barn.
Oh!
Hello, hello. Hello, Madman Woolley speaking. Rudy Valley's car's for sale. Drive one away and I'll get the kale. What is that, sir?
I said the car you sold me has a shimmy.
Shimmy? What do you expect for $200, a bubble dancer? My dear sir, that car has everything. A cigarette lighter for people who like to smoke, a bookshelf for people who like to read, and a radio for people who like to listen.
Yeah, but there's one thing missing.
What's that?
A motor for people who like to drive.
My good man, if you're not satisfied, you may exchange your car for anyone on Rudy Valley's lawn. Our cars come in all colors, black, blue, brown, beige, tan, green, yellow, and red.
Gee, you certainly have a lot of colored cars.
No, we have a lot of paint. Goodbye.
Oh, so there you are, Mr. Woolley.
Madman Woolley to you. My dear Rudy, it is indeed gratifying to present my business card here.
Madman Woolley, public educator, guardian of good taste, used cars bought and sold, also Esquire cartoons explained cheap.
Mm. Wrong card. I neglected to mention that I service cars.
Yes, I noticed that you're using my swimming pool for a grease pit. What happens if I want to take a swim?
In that small pool? What, Rudy? I've taken more water with an aspirin. practically a Dixie cup surrounded by cement.
Mr. Woolley, I'd tell you a thing or two if I weren't a gentleman of the old school.
And you'd still be at the old school if it hadn't burned down. While I'm on the subject, I may as well tell you how I've been grossly mistreated in your home.
Haven't I fed you well?
Haven't I paid you well?
Yes, but sometimes you forget to leave me a tip.
And for good reason. I'd like some butter. I'm sick and tired of having my eggs fried in Vaseline.
It's your own fault. I offered you cold cream.
And another thing, Mr. Valley. This morning, your cook, Annette, served me 2 ounces of orange juice, a toasted graham cracker, and 3 walnuts on a half shell. If you don't mind, for dinner, I would like a postage stamp.
Postage stamp? What for?
I'd like to do a little reading while I eat. You know, Rudy, I'm going to make you fabulously wealthy.
You mean even more money than I have now? What was that?
Morgenthau just came in on the beam. Rudy, I dispose of your expensive cars in exchange for these cheaper models and all these used parts. With these parts, I intend building the car of the future. A combination auto and airplane.
A combination auto and airplane.
Precisely. When you see a woman driver coming towards you, this car takes off and flies out of range.
You don't say.
Yes, it'll be equipped with dihedral rudders, laminated struts, and supermagnetic gyroscopic compass.
What makes it go?
Twisted rubber band.
Of all the insane ideas.
Insane, eh? When Robert Fulton invented the steamboat, they said he was crazy. When Edison invented electricity, they said he was crazy. And when Henry Ford invented the Model T, they said he was crazy. And what do they say about Charlie Wickersnooper?
Charlie Wickersnooper? Who's he?
He's crazy. Yeah, time is of the essence. I shall start work immediately. Hand me my welding mask.
Welding mask.
Bunsen burner.
Bunsen burner.
Acetylene torch.
Acetylene torch. The temperature's going up. 200, 300, 400, 500.
You know, there must be an easier way to toast marshmallows.
Mr. Woolley, I'm getting nowhere fast.
And for a good reason. You don't have a car, and I'm going to sell you one. Now, here's a model suitable to your tastes. It's a Lincoln.
Read the sign. It says, vote for Lincoln.
Oh. Let's step over here. Here's a sleek baby. Now, how do you like this model?
That's keen. That's a very nice model. Mind if I run my hands over it?
No, go ahead. Oops, wrong model.
Why, it's Irene Ryan. Irene, what are you doing here?
Oh, Mr. Woolley hired me as his secretary.
How much salary does he pay you?
I forgot to ask. How much are you paying me, Mr. Woolley?
The rest of this conversation will be conducted in a whisper.
Well, salary or no salary, I'm sure I'll enjoy working for Mr. Woolley. He's promised that at the end of each day, we'd sit down and hold hands.
Romance, Irene?
No, gin rummy.
I had no idea that you knew anything about secretarial work.
Oh, Rudy, didn't you know I ran a secretarial school, the Irene Ryan Foundation?
I always thought you wore one.
Keep it quiet. You know how those things spread. You know, I have to watch my weight. I'm a candidate for Miss America of 1945.
Please, you are speaking of the country I love. Irene, you're not being very businesslike. Will you please remove your veil?
That's no veil. That's my face. Mr. Woolley, you've made a horrible mistake.
How old are you, Irene?
28.
The mistake was made 28 years ago.
Mr. Woolley, are you insinuating that I'm not glamorous? Why, men are very fond of me. I have no trouble with them. I can get any man I desire.
For instance?
Well, Rudy, you're handsome. I can have you, can't I, Rudy? Well, getting back to you, Mr. Woolley, you're adorable. I can have you, can't I, Mr. Woolley? Well, is there a lonesome cocker spaniel in the place?
Irene, why don't you forget men?
You're right, Rudy. I'm going to change my tune.
You mean you'll stop chasing after men?
I said I'll change my tune, not give up music. Rudy, you're a Casanova. Couldn't you give me a few pointers on how to make love?
Yes, Irene, as it happens, I have a book here on the art of making love, and it was written by Van Johnson.
Gee, he's my dream man.
And you are his nightmare.
Hello? That man Woolley speaking. Buy a car on our lot, you'll get stuck and forget me not. What's that? I forgot to put a siren in your car. Oh, sorry, she had to go home at 6:30. You say your car's giving you a lot of trouble? Well, just follow my instructions. Now listen carefully.
Rudy, he'll be on that phone for hours. Please read Van's book on how to make love.
All right, here's chapter one. To help a mess in distress. It is imperative that a girl be good looking.
Well, I have a pretty face.
It needs a retread job. Yes,
now you meet the man.
And what do I say?
Mister, your spark plugs need cleaning. Yes, what else is wrong?
Now, Irene, you throw your arms about him.
And if he refuses to kiss me?
There's a reason for it. Your motor needs a tune-up. Yes, go on.
Then, Irene, the gentleman may ask you to take a stroll.
Oh, that's fine. But supposing his mother tags along, shall I be polite?
Yes, always carry a spare tire, even if it's flat. Go on.
Now, Irene, you sit down on a park bench. You snuggle closely. He holds you tightly.
Looks in my eyes and says...
Your wires are crossed. What else?
Irene, that ends chapter one. Any questions?
Well, Rudy, what do you think he'll say to me if he discovers I've been engaged twice?
He'll say...
You've got a second-hand chassis. Scrap it and sell it for junk. Sing, Rudy.
Of my heart came true. I remember how we stood in the moon glow. So young and free, so glad to be alone. I remember cigarettes we forgot to light. And the sunrise that we missed when we kissed goodnight. All those moments spent in paradise for two. I remember. Spent in paradise for two. I'll remember. Will you?
Rudy, would you like to pay cash for this car, or shall I repossess it now?
You're a persistent fellow. I haven't made an offer.
Well, you will after you hear the horn. Listen.
To whom did this car belong?
Tommy Manville. Rudy, I heartily recommend this maroon roadster. It was designed by the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Very interesting.
It's equipped with suntan headlights. So when you hit a pedestrian, he falls down looking healthy. And then a rubber stamp marked him hit in Florida.
Your effort to sell me a car is useless.
Oh, my lad, it appears that you are not sold on this vehicle. It has a feature that I have completely overlooked, and I am much more than positive it will appeal to your manly instincts.
You really think it will? Tell me about it.
On the dashboard, you have three buttons. You press the first button, and the car stops near a blonde.
Wonderful.
Press the second button, and the car stops near a brunette.
incredible.
Press the third button, and it stops for a redhead. Now, Rudy, do you want to buy the car?
No, I want to buy the buttons.
I missed a great opportunity to keep my mouth shut. However, you will be convinced when I start the car. Now, I set the key in the ignition and,
Gracious, what's that?
The motor's cold.
I'm still not convinced about the merits of this car. Truman Bradley, you're an authority on the Svelte, the Streamline, the Beautiful. Tell me, Errol Bradley, should I buy the car?
Well, Rudy, it's true I've made a study of beautiful things, but my authority is unquestioned only when it concerns Svelte and beautiful ladies.
I thought your name was Bradley, not Monty Woolley.
Silly boy.
But really, Rudy, the beauty and glamour of a lovely girl is quite a subject. Glamour is made up of so many subtle qualities. Of one thing I am sure. If you were to ask me, why has this girl so many beaux, and why has romance passed that one by, I'd say that 10 times out of 10, the popular girl always keeps her hair looking beautiful. And it's no wonder that the favorite shampoo of so many glamorous women is Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. It's a fact, you know, that dull, mousy hair could be caused just by the shampoo that is used. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier and easier to manage right after shampooing. At home or in her beauty shop, the Beauty Wise girl insists on Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
No wonder Dreen is America's most popular shampoo.
Rudy, my boy, to continue our discussion concerning the merits of this vehicle, this is the best car money can buy. You'll be convinced after a trial spin. Jump into the rumble seat. I'll take you out for a ride into the country. Oh, you'll appreciate it. The birds are coming out. The flowers are coming out.
It's imperative that I get down to the bank.
Nothing's coming out. Hop in, Rudy, and we'll be off to the bank.
All right, Mr. Willie, I'll put myself in your hands.
May I join you, boy?
Oh, come on, Irene.
Oh, certainly, Irene. Hop in.
This car certainly has a fast pickup.
Oh, you're telling me. I picked up 3 blondes in it yesterday. Hold on to your seats.
Look at the speedometer. We're going 60, 70, 80, 90.
100, 110. Oh, Mr. Woolley, slow down.
Slow down? Who's driving?
You are.
Great Scott, I thought you were driving. Rudy, I've lost control. What shall I do? What shall I do?
You did it.
Rudy, where are you?
Here I am, sitting in a cloud beside Irene. Where are you, Mr. Woolley?
Right over here, but my cloud is stalled.
But, Mr. Woolley, clouds don't have motors like Cadillacs and Packards.
No. Silly boy.
Packard, what are you going to do? We're all crazy over our 52. You won't have a smile tomorrow. You'll all be deep in sorrow. When on the street, you'll all be beat by the Cadillac 52.
Packard, Packard, give them your answer, do. They'll be crazy trying to compete with you. Our line is so smart and snappy, making Cadillac unhappy. To think what we'll do in 52 to the General Motors crew.
You have to get under, get out and get under to fix his little machine.
He was just dying to cuddle his queen.
But every minute when he'd begin it,
he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel.
A dozen times they'd stop to hug and kiss.
And then the darn old engine, it would miss.
And then he'd have to get under, get out and get under to fix up his awful wheel. It's time to sing a good night song again. It's time to sing another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. I hope you had some peace of mind for just a while. It's just good night and hope that I leave you with a smile. And soon the stars will be gleaming and sweet thoughts you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a good night song again. Things are going well in Europe for us these days. Could be the end of one phase of the war is in sight, but there's still time for men to die, thousands of men. And even when total victory in Europe comes, there'll still be Americans fighting and dying along the road to Tokyo. Let's not relax for a moment in our efforts here at home. Let's not slacken in the traces while the Army, Navy, and Marines and Coast Guard are still pulling such a terrific load. Keep on that war job. Keep buying war bonds regularly. When you write to servicemen overseas, write the kind of letters that pep up their morale. Tell them you're behind them every inch of the way. The tough parts will go easier for them when they know that you're playing the game, too.
Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irene Ryan. And Rudy will play host to the new singing sensation, Andy Russell. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Jack Rubin and Lee Sands, and the music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
No wonder Dreen is America's most popular shampoo.